Mormon Row. You are standing at Mormon Row, looking west across vast sagebrush flats toward the Teton Range with Blacktail Butte to the south. Just beyond the sign is the weathered wood plank bunkhouse with a green roof from the John Moulton homestead. Pronghorn and bison frequent the meadows throughout the Mormon Row area. The 48 by 36 inch sign has a detailed map of Mormon Row homesteads and buildings across the top two-thirds of the sign. The lower third of the sign describes different aspects of Mormon life, with black and white photographs to illustrate settlement, community, agriculture, and irrigation. The settlement section has a picture of the Andy Chambers homestead cabin, a one-story cabin with a loft constructed of logs for the lower portion and shakes for the loft and roof with a long front porch. The Teton Range dominates the background. The community section has a picture of the 1916 Sunday school class, 35 men, women, and children dressed in their Sunday best gathered in front of a building. The agriculture section has a picture of two men and a boy harvesting grain with a team of horses and a thresher. The irrigation section has an aerial photograph of Blacktail Butte and Mormon Row showing a patchwork of fields crossed by streams, roads, and irrigation ditches. The sign reads, Mormon Row Historic District, a once vibrant community. Homesteaders who settled here near the turn of the 19th century clustered their farms to share labor and community. As you walk, imagine 33 homesteads surrounding a church and school. Structures from six homesteads still remain here. Settlement. Leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or Mormons, sent parties from the Salt Lake Valley to find new settlements to support their expanding population. Mormon settlers from Idaho first arrived here in the 1890s. The U.S. Post Office named this community Gros Ventre, now known as Mormon Row. Community. Mormon pioneers form close-knit communities around their church and school, starkly contrasting with the pattern of isolation typical of many Western homesteads. Families cooperated with each other on large projects, from building barns to digging ditches. Women worked communally, assisting in other neighbors' births and chores. Agriculture. Mormon pioneers picked this place for its relatively fertile soil, protection from winds by Blacktail Butte, and access to the Gros Ventre River. Despite the harsh conditions of Jackson Hole, Mormon settlers succeeded at growing crops by using irrigation techniques they developed during the 1847 settlement of the Great Basin. Irrigation. Mormon Row settlers dug ditches by hand or with teams of horses. They built levees and dikes to funnel water from central ditches to their fields. Working together, they built an intricate network of waterways between 1896 and 1937 to provide crucial water for their crops. Notice the remaining ditches here still flow with water.